Whenever the first goal went in, was it, did it become very difficult then to get back into the match?
No, definitely it wasn't the case at all. I think we were always trying, we had Gale Force 1 down our faces, I think we were always trying to make sure we didn't concede a second one so early on, but at half time we were very positive. We thought we could have got a hold of the ball better. We didn't. I think Shamrock Rovers put us under pressure. Their work ethic was very good, but ultimately we can play better. But again, it's disappointing. It's disappointing. The goals we've given away at the times we've given them away. We had a couple of half chances, but really didn't create an awful lot.
Does it really come down to experience over the youth, do you think, tonight's performance?
I don't really. I think that game tonight potentially could have went anyway. I think the first goal scorer was important. I thought we stayed in the game then, even right up to the penalty. I thought, you know, there wasn't anything in it. Yes, they had a couple of better combinations than us, but ultimately there was nothing in the game. We've lost. We've lost on the back of possibly two mistakes. But again, if you're looking at the team that are qualified for Europe and the team that finished eighth last year, I don't think it was a big difference.
Where I was stood in the stand, in a way, I couldn't really see if it was a penalty or not, but from where you were sat, was it a penalty?
Look, he slid on to make a block. Whether it's hit him, I don't know. I haven't even asked him. The fact is, he's gave it. As we tend to find, when you go away from home, you don't get many decisions, especially in this league. But at the same time, you know, it's disappointing. The second goal is a killer. But, you know, we live and learn. We move on from it.
Yeah, why with the red card that Jamie has gotten, does that put you in a lot of a bad position in terms of your squad selection going on to Monday?
Well, the one thing I said that I wanted was competition for places. I think we've people that can go on. Jamie came on for Josh Kerr, who didn't do an awful lot wrong. I just felt that in the second half with the Gale Force 1 at our back, we could have got Jamie on the ball a bit more. And unfortunately, he sent off. I'll have a look at it. If there's anything needs to be said, I'll say it. But at this moment in time, I haven't even had the chance to have a look.
You are seeming very frustrated, almost a wee bit angry, Dick, you have to say, but is there lessons to be learned from tonight?
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed. There's lessons to be learned from winning, there's lessons to be learned from losing. The one thing that I've always said since I've came on here is this is work in progress. So look, I hold my hands up tonight, I've made mistakes tonight, I take responsibility in us coming here and losing, but ultimately we have to try and get better, and we push on now until Monday.
And Monday night, quick turnover, as you say, against Waterford, equally as challenging, but in the Brandywell, of course, you'll have the home support there to help intimidate and be the 12th man.
Well, look, the opening period of the fixtures has dealt us a difficult blow, but, you know, every game's to be treated on its merits. Waterford are a fantastic side, we have a fantastic manager, and we'll get ourselves ready now for Monday and see where it takes us.
Cheers.